USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As much of the world focuses on Russia's invasion of Ukraine, North Korea launches a ballistic missile into the sea on Sunday. The missile launch was the eighth of its kind this year. Some experts say North Korea has been trying to perfect its weapons technology and pressure the United States into offering concessions like sanctions relief amid long-stalled disarmament talks. 64 civilians have died in Russia's invasion of Ukraine, and Ukraine's president says the attacks are continuing from the Russians.
They are fighting against everyone and everything alive, against kindergartens, against residential buildings, against ambulance cars. They are using rocket artillery missiles against entire cities, districts, which never had and doesn't have now any military infrastructure.
This is USA Radio News.
Billy Gerard, I'm here with George D., a longtime user of Revive One. George, tell me, how has Revive One changed your life?
I've had some plantar fasciitis on the bottoms of my feet that have been really hurting. There wasn't anything that could relieve them quickly except for the Revive. Yeah, I've tried all kinds of other products that have been available. Well, I just want to say, you know, with the Revive product, I can see almost an instantaneous improvement. It's a great product.
Not available in stores or on Amazon. Get yours factory direct at painfreeland.com. That's painfreeland.com. Use coupon code SAVE20 for 20% off and free shipping. Pain relief or your money back at painfreeland.com or call 877-577-2289. Not available in stores or on Amazon. Painfreeland.com. Coupon code SAVE20. The active ingredient in Revive One has been shown to temporarily relieve pain associated with arthritis, muscle strains, sprains, and more. Use only as directed.
Republicans are continuing to criticize the actions and steps President Biden has taken so far against Russia for invading Ukraine. Tennessee Republican Senator Bill Hagerty of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee reacting to the Russian sanctions on Fox News by saying, too little, too late.
We should have done this months ago, weeks ago. That would have had an impact of deterrence. Now what we're talking about are sanctions that may have some impact in terms of penalization, but it's not going to have any deterrent effect.
The White House is looking to Congress for over $6 billion in defensive aid for Ukraine, in addition to the $350 million in military assistance approved by the president. Ohio Republican Governor Mike DeWine directing state commerce officials to cease the purchase and sale of all vodka made by the Russian company Russian Standard Vodka. Liquor vendors also being told to immediately pull the vodka from their shelves. This is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
At least one person is dead and two others are in critical condition after an altercation at a Las Vegas hookah lounge led to shots being fired. Las Vegas Police Captain Dory Corin.
Our preliminary investigation reveals that there was a party inside of this venue when an altercation took place between two or more males. During the altercation, there was an exchange of gunfire that resulted in this incident.
In total, 14 people were shot. No arrests have been made. As the Major League Baseball strike continues, more games are being canceled.
Major League Baseball has now canceled three more days of spring training, stating the earliest Cactus or Grapefruit League play would start on March 8th. The new calendar is contingent on Major League Baseball and the Players Association coming to terms with the new collective bargaining agreement by the league-imposed deadline on Monday. Without an agreement, additional spring training games will be canceled, as will regular season games. Commissioner Rob Manfred spoke with Union Chief Tony Clark about how the sides can move the process forward in order to avoid cancellation of opening day on March 31st. Players in attendance included Max Scherzer, Andrew Miller, and Zach Britton.
John Hunt speaking there from the USA Radio News, Washington, D.C. Bureau. Take us with you wherever you go by downloading your favorite podcast app and searching for USA Radio News. For USA Radio News, thanks for listening. I'm Tim Berg.